各位将一生都献给主的牧者们，还有亲爱的主内的弟兄姐妹，以及今天到现场的贵宾，大家平安。
Peace to all everyone, all the honorable guests, and all the pastors from different churches, and all brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
Yes.
今天呢，对我们刚刚满十岁的新望爱灵粮堂来讲，是一个很重要的里程碑。
Tonight and today is a very special day, especially after 10 years for our BOLCC OP.
我很荣幸可以站在这里为这个里程碑做见证。
I'm so very honored to be giving the testimony for this milestone.
我记得我第一次到新望爱灵粮堂的时候，那个时候还在卡哈尼，大概只有十几个人，很小很小的一个教会。
I remember when I first attended the church at BOLCC, and that was here at Kalahani, very very small, only 10 or a few more than 10 people.
大部分我们主内的弟兄姐妹呢，都是年长的。所以能够服侍的弟兄姐妹非常的少。
Most of brothers, sisters there, and all.
这个有了吗 ?OK. 啊，对不起。我们前一个教会的地址是605 Sunset Street.、现在我们搬到这个地方呢是65号 Front Street.、感觉就觉得从一个日落的地方到了一个最前排的地方。哈利路亚。
Our church is located at 605 Sunset Boulevard. However, now our address is 65 Front Street. Isn't that marvelous?
可是这个过程其实并不像我们大家想象的这么简单。
However, all the process is not as simple as you can imagine.
这个故事呢，我要从去年年初在新年的时候，农历新年呢，于牧师第一次告诉我们说，新望爱灵粮堂，2013年的意向是建立永生神的家。去年、
I will tell you the story from the beginning. It's last year about Chinese New Year's time, and our pastor and Andy telling us, says, okay, now we are going to have a vision for this church. It's a building, temple, for the living God.
当时呢，我不太了解什么叫建立永生神的家，所以后来我就去问牧师，牧师就说，我们想要建堂。
Yeah, I didn't understand what does that mean? It's a building a temple for the living God. Then I asked the pastor. Pastor says, well, that means,We want to have a church building.
我觉得呢，当时的教会这么小，然后我们的奉献啊，只能够维持我们教会的日常的日用所需。想要建堂哦，根本是一个遥不可及的梦。
Well, at that time, that we didn't have that many people, or often but not that much. So I said, trying to have a church building of our own, that's impossible.
所以呢，当牧师跟我们大家说，请我们同心合意的来为这个意向祷告的时候，其实我的信心真的非常非常的小。
So, at first, when the pastor told us, let's all pray for this. But at that time, be very honest, my faith was very, very little.
一直到去年的夏天在我们的原来的教会的旁边呢有一个老教堂它的门牌是425号所以我们都称它是425老教堂。
However, last summer, and, the church right next to our church building at that time is number 425. So we always call it 425. 425 was on the market.
OK, 所以当他说要卖这个教堂的时候我们都蛮兴奋的因为就在旁边哦。
So we were very excited to hear about the possible sale of this church, because right next door to us.
Yes.
但是那个售价哦是非常的惊人它超过100多万这是远超过我们教会的能力的。
However, the sale price was so high, it's more than $1 million.
OK, 所以呢，牧师就又开始要我们迫切的祷告，我们要来成立这个建堂基金，向外面募款。
So the pastor asked us to pray hard for this purpose. He says, now we are going to, you know, stretch out to others and hopefully that we can get the money.
OK, 可是第一次我走进425老教堂的时候，我坦白说，我的身心灵是完全没有一点感动。
Be very honest with you. The first time I went step into the door of 425, I was not touched at all.
第一个，我在心理上觉得这个教堂这么老旧，我们要花多少的钱来修啊？何况它卖的这么贵。
The first impression is this church building is so old, and even we can get it.How much more money that we have to pour in to remodeling it?
第二个原因是425老教堂他们原来的教会呢是因为那个牧师突然得到了一个异象就离开了教堂然后一下子这个教堂就鸟兽散了我的灵里面也没有觉得很平安。
And the second reason, the pastor of that church of 425 left all of a sudden because he got a better offer somewhere else. So my heartJust didn't feel right for that church building.
所以今天我要坦白，我从头到尾没有为买425教堂祷告过。
So be very honest with you today, and I have never prayed anything for that 425 church building.
但是呢，我一直为筹募我们的建堂基金在祷告。
However, I always pray for our church building fund and try to find a new church for ourselves.
今年上半年。虽然有人出价要买这个老教堂，可是也没有买成。
So even early part of this year, someone offered to buy this 425 church. However, it was not successful.
在这个同一个时间里头，我们的教会呢，意外的收到好几笔大额的任线，又让我们激起了信心说，说哦，也许这真的是主为我们预备的。
In the meantime, our church started to get some big offerings. Then we started to.Get more faith, as maybe God has some other place provided for us.
在这个期间呢，我做了一个奇怪的梦。
In the meantime, I had a very strange dream.
第一次我梦到玲玲师母。
The first time I dreamed of Pastor Ling Ling.
我跟她在一个陌生的教堂里面，在一个舞台前面扫地。
So she and I were sweeping.
然后这个舞台它的阶梯比较特别一般的舞台是从两侧面上来但是这个舞台的阶梯是从前面这样上来的
In my dream and the stairs for this pulpit in the front not on the side as other churches
然后这个教堂还有一个特别的地方就是我所经历的教堂通常是折叠的椅子或者是那种传统的木头的长的凳子
All the churches I've been to always have either the wooden chair, long chair, or the plastic folding chairs.
可是我看到的呢，是像饭店里面的比较高级现代的椅子。
However, the chairs I saw in my dream was the, you know, the five-star hotel church, chairs.
然后呢，梦境里头很特别的就是在这个两侧呢有接近方形的大窗然后光很强的照进来我完全看不清楚外面长什么样子。
Another thing is, on the side of this sanctuary, the big windows on the side and the lighting shines through.
但是我这个人哦从小就很会做梦所以我根本就没有把它当一回事情。
But for me, I have been dreaming ever since I was a child, so I never paid attention to this particular dream.
有一天呢，牧师呢在停车场啊，就跟我说：“麻烦你对我们的425买堂用心的祷告吧。”
So one day after church, and the pastor Andy told me, says, "Please pray harder, you know, for us, you know, getting the 425 church."
我想啊，于牧师这个是我尊敬的牧者，我本来想跟他敷衍了事，说：“哦，我会。”
And because I really respect our pastor.So I was going to say, oh, yes, yes, I will.
可是不晓得为什么我当时冲口而出说我相信主会为我们预备更好的。
I didn't know why I answered
名其妙的想到这个梦，我就跟牧师说，我曾经梦过这样的一个陌生的教堂。
So then I remember my dream, so I told Pastor Andy, I said about my dream.
这牧师呢，不听我说完，他只听到有舞台，就马上说，像不像425老教堂？
The minute pastor heard about there's a stage, he said, oh, does the stage look like the 425 church one?
我就跟他说一点都不像，那个老教堂好老旧，我梦到的教堂是比较现代比较新的。
I told him, I said, no, the 425 church is so old, and the one I saw was much, much newer and much, much more modern.
那因为我们都不知道这到底是不是一个异梦，所以我们也就谈谈就过去了。然后隔了不久呢，我们教会就来了两个令我们非常不安的事情。
Then there are two things happened to our church and made us so much very uneasy.
第一件事情是，这个425的老教堂呢，他突然接到了两张 offer， 然后都是超过100万的。
And first of all, the 425 got two offers, and both offers were more than $1 million.
第二件事情是我们的房东来通知我们，他要搬回来，他的办公室，他的公司要整个搬回来。
The second thing is our landlord at that time told us that he was moving back to the building that we were renting from.
而我们的租约呢，就即将要期满了，所以当时我们真的不晓得教会接下来要何去何从。
And also our lease to that building was just finishing, and so we didn't know.Where we're going to go, or where we're going to move to.
于是呢，玲玲师母就提议我们在主日崇拜里头来进行一个联合祷告，为这件事情切切祷告。
So Pastor Lin Lin told us that after church we're going to have a joint prayer meeting. Let's pray really hard to seek God's guidance.
那天我明明想的是，我今天要做个乖小孩，我要为买425老教堂跟这个，任限能够达到百万来祷告。
So that time I said, well, I'm going to be a good kid now. I'm going to pray real hard for getting this 425. And also I'm going to pray real hard to get our $1 million goal.
可是不晓得为什么麦克风传到我的手上的时候，我又脱口演出。我说主啊，我不知道梦里那一个窗明几净有舞台的教堂是不是你应许给我们的，如果是，我不知道这间教堂在哪里，求你带领我们到你应许的地方。
Lord in heaven, I don't know the church that in my dream so clean and so beautiful is the one that you promised us. If itIs the one that you promised us. I don't know where it is. Please show us where we can find this church.
这是我第一次为这个梦求主带领做祷告。
And that was the first time I prayed about my dream and prayed the guidance of the Lord to show me where the church is.
我想牧师那一天一定是恨死我了，觉得我是来添乱的。接下来呢，我们的联合祷告完以后，我们就凭着信心去提出一个 offer 给这个425老教堂，当然我们的价钱是对方无法接受的。
So afterwards then we with faith, you know, and give an offer to 425. Of course it was not accepted because it was so low.
然后于牧师每天就愁容满面，睡也睡不好，吃也吃不好，因为他真的不知道我们的教堂接下来要去哪里教哪里聚会。但是我们的神真的是蛮有恩典的神。首先呢，仁慈的房东呢，竟然跟我们说，他愿意跟我们再续约半年，然后他愿意 把他的公司躲在那个阁楼里面，让我们使用一楼完整的一楼的楼面。
And then our landlord told us this. He was willing to extend the lease for another 6 months. And also, he was willing to get his company, his office up in the attic instead of using the downstairs.
而且他在搬家的这个期间里头，他免了我们的房租。在继续签约的时候，他又减免了我们的房租。真的是非常，我就觉得全部都是神的恩典。
At that time, he says,One period of time, there was no charge for the rent. And even after the extension of the lease, the rent was much reduced.
接着呢，更奇妙的事情也发生了。就在我们要跟房东续约的同一天，林林师母他们接到一个在外面教会的弟兄，今天他也在我们现场。他告诉我们说，就在这里有一个小教堂要卖，要不要去看一下？所以我们当天就约了下午2:45来这里看。
One more amazing thing was that day, a brother from a different church came to us, and he's a realtor, and he told us, he says, well, he said, there's a church in downtown Issaquah, and maybe you guys can take a look at it. So I made an appointment for 2:45 that afternoon.
因为是一个临时的通知，所以那天呢，就只有我有空来跟牧师跟师母一起来。那我的先生跟我的母亲，就顺便一起来看。
Because it was something in such a all of a sudden, so nobody was, you know, had time to come to visit this church. So only me and my husband and my mother-in-law.
那天一走进教堂呢，牧师就很兴奋，就带着我的母亲啊，我的丈夫啊，就四处参观。
So when they got here, pastor and he was so excited and trying to show, you know, and my husband and my mother-in-law the place.
我一走进这个大门呢，站在那个地方，第一眼吸引我的目光的是背后这个很大的、很漂亮的十字架。
But the minute I walk in, my eyes.Beautiful cross.
所以呢，我就很自然的跟着师母一直走到舞台的这个前面这个正中央的位置。
So then I naturally walk with Pastor Ling Ling and walk up to the stage.
就在我一转身的时候
，When turn back,
我全身就像触电一样，然后我当场就会喊 "Oh my God!"
The minute I turn back, I was shocked.I said, "Oh my God!"
因为我的梦境是黑白的，但是突然你就发现黑白的梦境变成彩色的实境。
Because in my dream, I dream black and white, and yet the reality is a colored one.
我跟师母站的就是 exactly 我们在梦中扫地的位置。
So the place where me and my pastor Ling Ling stood was the place that in my dream we were sweeping.
然后。各位坐的这个高级舒适的椅子就是梦中的椅子。
And the chair that you're sitting on, the exact type of chairs that was in my dream.
那我第三个想要验证的就是到底窗户外面有没有强烈的光线。
So now my third thing I want to verify is, do we have a big windows and the light can shine through?
这么多扇窗，我不知道为什么，我就选了这边的第二扇窗。
There are so many windows. I don't know why, but I choose that one.
然后我也不是从前面这个窗帘翻开来看，我是从后面那个角打开来看。
So I start to draw from the back to the front.
在下午，阳光刚好落在西南方，就是这个角落。
And the light happened to be at southwest, so right from that corner.
那天太阳非常的强。所以我一翻开那个阳光刺的我眼睛根本就是睁不开来。
At that time, that day, happened to have a big sunshine in Seattle. Anyway, so it was so bright, I couldn't hardly open my eyes.
但有一件事情我还是不明白。这明明是地毯，我跟师母怎么扫地呢？
So then I said, well, one more thing. This is all carpeted. How could I and Pastor Ling Ling sweep the floor?
结果林林师母说，这一种地毯，他有的时候真的会拿扫把来扫地。
And Pastor Ying told me says, this particular kind of, you know, carpet, sometimes we do need to sweep it.
所以当下我们就确信，这是神应许我们的地方。
So at that time, I know this is the place that God has provided for us.
当主应许我们的时候，所有的事情就变得非常的顺利。从、我们需要一个房屋仲介帮我们去谈买房的事情。
We need a realtor to represent us to negotiate with the sale.
但是我们没有钱付那个佣金。
But we didn't have money. We didn't have the be able to pay the commission.
主就安排了一个忠心爱主。愿意义务来帮我们忙的姐妹。
Then God has provided a sister who is a realtor and will be willing to do this free of charge.
而且她在商用房产中介上是非常有经验的。
And also she is very well known in the commercial real estate field.
在当时我们想买房的时候，我们的钱并不够，而且还差得蛮远的，差大概30万块钱。我就去问银行有没有可能贷款给教会。
So I went to the bank, asked, was there any chance for us to get a loan?
真的是很奇妙，对方也是基督徒。
And what amazing, the banker happened to be a Christian too.
他听到我做的梦呢，他就说，
When she heard my dream, she said,
他说主给你这个异梦必然有他的计划跟美意。
God has given you this vision and you must have a purpose.
你要在这件事情上面多帮忙，多尽点心力。
You have to really pay attention to it. You really have to put your heart into it.
然后他就真的很主动很热心的帮我们去询问可不可能拿到这笔贷款。可是在同一个时间，其实主早就替我们安排好了。
Meantime, the Lord really has provided us for everything.
这间教堂的 owner, 屋主呢希望先租给我们两年以后再卖给我们。
The owner wanted to lease to us for 2 years first, then sell us later.
所以我们又多了两年可以筹募我们的建堂基金。
So we now have two more years to get our building fund together.
而且还有个好消息是，我们每一个月付的租金里面有部分是要抵我们未来的买房的价钱。
And one more good thing. Part of our rent money will go to the purchase price.
我们的主是不是很奇妙？
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 我觉得还有一件奇妙的事情，就是我不知道主为什么会在安排我看这个教堂的时候，我先生刚好会来。结果这个事情其实也是有主的美意的。
The reason why my husband happened to be there the day that when we saw this church, I know God must have His purpose.
因为大家也许还不知道，我的先生还没有信主。所以他对教会的事情是不太热心的。
He's not very excited or zealous about the church matters.
好，那因为我们要签一个 lease to buy, 就是先租再买的合约，这是一个非定型化的契约。
Because we need to sign some kind of lease option to buy form.
这种合约没有制式的，所以我们非得要请律师。各位都知道，一请律师又是一大笔钱，我们又没有钱。我先生呢，虽然是律师，但是他已经退休多年。
My husband happens to be an attorney, and even he has retired for many years.
但是这一次呢，他竟然愿意全程义务帮忙，我真的是非常的感谢他。
But this time, he said he wanted to help.
接下来呢，我们就搬家。搬家那一天呢，大风大雨。
Then we started to move, and the day when we moved was big storm.
我跟玲玲师母一直在讲说，主啊，为什么今天我们要搬家，要下这么大雨？我们真的搬得很辛苦啊。
Then I told Pastor Lin, I said, 玲玲师母 ，How come it's pouring so hard when we're moving? It's so hard for us to move like this kind of weather.
可是连这件事情主都有他的美意。
You know what? Even the weather, God is in control.
因为当我们要搬到地下室的时候，我们发现在这一面墙里头全部都在漏水。
Because the day when we moved in, on that side of wall, in the basement, all full of water.
然后在我原来的规划里头，这一排我们是准备要堆我们所有搬进来的纸箱，里面包括我们的圣经、我们的灵修的书籍。想如果我们不知道这个漏水的话，这批书不就全部泡汤了吗
？Yeah, because when we first wanted to move here, we want to put all the boxes, paper boxes, over there, and in the boxes we'll have our Bibles, our devotional materials. So if we didn't know that it was going to be leaking at that time.
我一直在想，教会里有这么多爱主的弟兄姐妹，为什么这个异梦是给我呢？
Then I asked myself, there are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly. How come this dream will give to me?
我想可能就是因为从头到尾，于牧师在讲建立永生神的家的时候，我是那个信心最小的。
I think probably because when the pastor Andy told us that we are going to build a temple for the living God, at that time my faith was the one with the littlest.
所以今天呢，我要用两段经文来结束我今天的见证。马太福音里面说，你们祈求就给你们。
Yes.
Matthew says, ask it and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门就给你们开门。
And knock, the door will be opened for you.
在马可福音里面也说，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
And Matthew, Mark, it also says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours.
今天对灵粮堂来讲，兴旺灵粮堂来讲，是一个新的起点。这里的位置是我们原来的教堂的两倍，所以我在这里要祷告，求主带人来，让我们倍数的成长。
Yeah!
愿神的家中座无虚席，充满一人。